Have you ever noticed how sometimes, like, the most unexpected things kind of bump into each other in these, like, really interesting ways?
Yeah, for sure. It's like those moments where you're like, hold on, is there something more going on here?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And, well, get this. On April Fool's Day, something happened, well, seemingly random, but it ties into a piece of pop culture that I know you love and a data compression idea that, well, it could be a real game changer.
Oh, sounds intriguing. You're talking about that article you sent me, right? April Fool's 42 and a Cosmic Wink by, was it Troy Lowndes?
Yeah, Troy Lowndes. It's one of those pieces that even though it's short, it kind of makes you stop and go, wait, what?
Yeah, totally. I get that. So what's the like the big takeaway? What's the hook here?
Okay, so picture this. Troy Lowndes, he's been, playing around with this new way of handling and basically squeezing down data. It's called spectral binary. And totally by chance, on April 1st, 2025, just for kicks, he types in April Fool's Day.
Okay, April Fool's Day. I see where this is going. What, did you find some hidden code in the date or something?
Close, but even weirder. The output from spectral binary, you won't believe this, it was the number 42.
42. Whoa. Okay, yeah, now you've got my attention. For anyone who hasn't lived under a rock, that number has a pretty big meaning, right? It's Douglas Adams's answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything. From The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Exactly. And that's the thing, it's that link, right? It takes this from like a quirky coincidence to something way more interesting.
Yeah, I mean, 42 on April Fool's Day. That's either a cosmic joke or something way deeper is going on.
Let's break down what Lowndes was doing a little more. He wasn't, running some huge planned experiment. He was just kind of messing around with spectral binary, this new data model, like a spur of the moment thing, typing in a phrase about, playful absurdity on a day that's all about that.
And of course, that makes the whole thing even more remarkable. The fact that April Fool's Day, of all the phrases inputted on April Fool's Day, gives you that number. That's
Yeah.
layers of coincidence. That's wild.
It's totally wild. And get this, it didn't end there. This whole thing triggered a memory for Lowndes, like a flashback to early 2002.
2002. Wow. Okay. Back to dial-up days.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And he was working with these people who had a connection to Douglas Adams through their time at Apple, actually. And it's interesting because at that point, Lowndes, he admits, he wasn't even that familiar with Adams's work.
So he stumbles upon this crazy 42 thing, and then he has this flashback to a time when he was connected to Douglas Adams in some way. It's like fate or something.
Right. And what's so fascinating about the flashback is the context. He was at a broadband labs workshop. It was the very beginning of widespread broadband internet. He even mentions 256 kilobits being considered fast back then.
I mean,
Crazy, right?
256 kilobps. Yeah, we've come a long way. So what was he doing at this workshop? Was he like a coding whiz kid or something?
Not quite. His role was more on the support side, helping with logistics. But you can tell he was paying attention, absorbing the whole atmosphere.
Okay, makes sense. Lots of smart people in the room.
Yeah, and during that workshop, someone there who actually knew Douglas Adams asked Lowndes this super open-ended question, like, what do you do? What's your vision of the future you? And Lowndes' answer back then was, well, honest. He said, you know what? I really don't know. A moment of like true uncertainty.
Wow. Okay, so he goes from this, like, I don't know what the future holds, to 20 something years later, this completely unexpected 42 popping up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a definite, like, I don't know, a cosmic echo happening there.
It just feels like a cosmic wink, almost. But okay, beyond this whole coincidence thing, the article, it digs into the technical side too, specifically how spectral binary compares to like traditional binary code, which of course that's the basic language of everything digital.
Yeah.
Can you give us the the rundown on why this new system might be important?
Definitely. Binary code, as you probably know, is the basis of pretty much everything digital these days. It uses those sequences of zeros and ones, right, to represent like all kinds of data. And ASCII binary, that's a super common standard for encoding text. So basically every letter, every number, every symbol gets its own unique 8-bit code.
Right, ASCII, yeah.
What Lowndes is getting at with spectral binary is how incredibly efficient it could be, like way more efficient than what we're used to.
And he makes this crystal clear with a straight-up comparison. The phrase April Fool's Day in ASCII binary comes out to 1,344 units of data. But in spectral binary, just 42, it's insane.
Yeah, That's a massive difference. Orders of magnitude more efficient, like he says. And when he describes spectral binary as semantically rich, mathematically elegant, it makes you think, right? Like, maybe it's not just representing individual characters. Maybe it's encoding the meaning or the structure behind the information in some way we haven't really seen before.
So ASCII is like spelling everything out letter by letter, and spectral binary is more like, what, like shorthand? Or maybe even just representing the whole idea of the phrase.
Right, exactly. It's like, think about how much information can be packed into a single emoji these days. Maybe spectral binary is doing something similar, but on a much larger scale. And that mathematically elegant part, that probably refers to, like, the super complex algorithms that make this crazy level of compression possible.
Wow. So putting this all together, what are we supposed to think? Is this just a fun April Fool's story? Or could this whole 42 thing actually mean something big for, like, the future of data and spectral binary?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? I mean, it's the same one Lowndes is wrestling with, right? Is it pure chance, or is there something bigger going on? And I find his perspective, you know, as someone who's neurodivergent, really interesting here. He talks about being, like, wired to see patterns that other people might miss and not just dismissing weird things as random.
He makes a good point that sometimes, like, the biggest breakthroughs come from these moments of pattern recognition that, you know, they weren't planned. It's not always a straight line.
Right. And like he says, sometimes the most interesting discoveries are, well, accidental, serendipity.
And he definitely doesn't shy away from the humor in all of this. Like, the fact that it happened on April Fool's Day just adds this layer of, like, irony, you know, to something that could actually be really important. Makes you wonder if sometimes the most, I don't know, the most profound things are kind of hidden in a joke.
Absolutely. And it reminds me of that saying, you know, genius is play. Like, sometimes you have to let go of the strict rules and just see what happens.
It's true. So the article wraps up, bringing us back to this weird intersection. A day for pranks, a new way to encode data, a memory from the past, and this nod to Hitchhiker's Guide. Lowndes says he just hopes this will get people thinking in new ways.
It's a great point. If we just zoom out for a sec, it makes you think about all the times we might miss things, you know? Seemingly random events that we just brush off. But maybe, like Lowndes suggests, those moments actually have something to teach us. Clues or connections we haven't figured out yet.
And he even includes his contact info, you know, inviting anyone who's interested to reach out. He wants to have the conversation. And if you look at the recent posts on his website, you really get a sense of, like, how curious he is about everything. You know, topics like the decimal point, consciousness, and ADHD and autism. It's clear that this is someone who's always exploring, connecting different ideas.
And that's what's so cool about this whole thing. It started with something so simple, right? Typing in a phrase on April Fool's Day into this new system, but it could lead to, like, a way more efficient way to deal with information while also connecting back to this piece of pop culture that means so much to so many people. It's a reminder that, well, amazing discoveries can happen anywhere.
So to recap everything we talked about today, we did a deep dive into this, well, surprising event. The number 42 popping up from April Fool's Day when it's put through spectral binary. We talked about the connection to Douglas Adams, Lowndes' own thoughts about a moment when he wasn't sure what the future held and what spectral binary could mean for handling data in a much more efficient way.
And it all started with a little playful experimentation on, of all days, April Fool's Day. I think it really makes you wonder about coincidence and what it all means.
Definitely. Which brings us to our final thought for everyone listening. Could seemingly random coincidences actually be, like, glimpses into something bigger? Maybe connections or structures that we just haven't figured out yet. What other patterns are hiding in plain sight in the data we see every day? The kind of patterns that are just waiting for someone to connect the dots. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It was a really fun one to explore.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It definitely makes you think.